Hey everybody, Matthew Larry here. I want to take a second to welcome you to Friday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series of teachings entitled, You Must Be Born Again. And friend, if you missed any of the broadcast this week, make sure you go back and watch. The Lord has really been ministering to us. Now, I want to start today's broadcast with a statement, and it's this. One of the most debilitating things you can do as a Christian is identify with your old nature instead of your new creation. In other words, friend, you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, and a change has taken place on the inside of you, but you live and think and talk like it hasn't. You don't identify with your new creation, you identify with your old nature. And if you do that, it will be debilitating to you as a believer. You know, there's a phrase that's been famous in a lot of Christian circles and still is today amongst Christians, and it's this, that we're all sinners just saved by grace. We're sinners saved by grace. And what that is doing is that's identifying with the old nature and refusing to take on the new creation. Now, why is that not true? Why are we no longer sinners? Because when we made Jesus the Lord of our lives, we became a new creation. And so if I'm a new creation, I can no longer be an old sinner. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Romans 5:8 says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Well, if we were sinners, then we no longer are sinners. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. And so you and I, what we must do is we must put on this new man. We must take on our new identity and start identifying with our new creation and stop identifying with our old nature. You know, Ephesians 4:22 says this, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. Come on, what do you do with the old man? What do you do with the old nature? You put it off. And it says this, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which after God was created in righteousness and true holiness. And so you have to put on this new man. You know, it's like having a new piece of clothes in your closet, maybe a nice suit if you're a man. I like suits. Maybe you got a nice suit in your closet, brand new. Well, you got to put that thing on. You got to wear it. It's not enough just to have it in your closet. You need to put it on and wear it. And you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. But you got to put on this new man and you got to live like the new birth is a reality. And you got to wear that new creation and you got to get rid of that old sinner tag. No, I'm no longer a sinner. I've been saved by grace. I didn't say I no longer sin or don't make a mistake, but my identity is no longer sinner. My identity of my inner man is a new creation. It's the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And that's how I identify now. I no longer identify as an old sinner. I was a sinner. I got saved by grace. And friend, if you're a believer, that's true for you as well. And so we don't want to identify with the old nature. We want to identify with the new creation. Now, why is this important? Because how you see yourself, your self-identity, is one of the most important things in your lives. You know, Numbers chapter 13, in verse 33, it said this, the children of Israel were going in to possess the promised land. And they went to spy out the land, and they saw giants in the land. And listen to what they said in verse 33. They said, we are in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. And so they see themselves as grasshoppers. Now, the reality is they were God's covenant people. And it's God's covenant people, people who had covenant with God, they had God on their side. And so they were more than capable of going in and possessing the land. But they didn't see themselves as God's covenant people. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. And here's the thing. God can say you're one thing, but if you see yourself differently, you'll end up being what you see about yourself and not what God says. In other words, they were God's covenant people, but they didn't see themselves that way. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. And so they didn't get the results that God's covenant people could get. They got the result that grasshoppers could get. They didn't go in. They didn't possess the land. And so how you see yourself, your self-identity is vital, because God can call you one thing, but if you see yourself in opposition to what He calls you, you're going to be what you see, not what He says. And so, friend, even though He's called you righteous, even though He's called you holy, even though He's called you clean and strong and complete, if you see yourself opposite to that, then you're going to live in a way that's opposite to what He says, and the reality of your experience is going to be opposite to what God says you are. And so what you and I must do is we must see ourselves the way God says we are. And if we do, we'll walk in the reality of experiencing what He says we are in our lives. Now, how do we do that? Well, James chapter 1, you can go read it, verses 23 through 25 there. It likens the Word of God to a mirror. And so one thing that happens when you and I are spending time in the Word of God, looking at the Word of God, is that the Word of God will reflect back to us who we really are, just like a mirror does, just like a natural mirror. When you look into the mirror, it reflects your current condition back to you, your current state back to you. And when you look into the Word of God, it reflects back to you who you really are. And what you and I have to do is we have to keep looking into the Word, keep spending time in the Word. And as we do, what's going to happen is our minds are going to be renewed to our true identity, to who we really are. We're going to begin to see ourselves the way God says we are. You know, James chapter 1, verse 25 says, "Whoso looks in to the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer." What's it saying? If you continue to look at the Word and continue to stick with it, you won't forget what you see in the Word. And if you want to renew your mind to your new identity, you got to continue to look into God's Word, continue to stick with the Word, continue to read the Word, meditate the Word, say what the Word says. And as you do, you'll begin to take on that new identity. You'll begin to see yourself the way the Word says you are. And that's how you begin to take on that new identity. You do it by looking into the Word and continuing to look into the Word. Now, one thing that's going to happen when you do that is you are going to see things in the Word that call you something that you don't feel like you really are. In other words, you might read a scripture that says you are righteous. You might think to yourself, well, I don't feel righteous. I don't feel very holy. I don't feel very clean. I know the Bible says I'm more than a conqueror, but I sure don't feel like one. And what's going to happen is, friend, your feelings are going to contradict what the mirror is saying. And here's the statement you need to catch hold of. You are not what you feel. You are what God says you are. Come on, I'm going to say it to you again. You are not what you feel. You are what God says you are. And if you're going to take on your new identity and spend time looking into the mirror of God's Word, you're going to have to ignore how you feel about it. And you're going to have to stick with the Word and say, I am not what I feel. I am what the Word of God says I am. If He says I'm righteous, then I am. If He says I'm holy, I am. If He says I'm strong, I am. If He says I'm more than a conqueror, then I am. And I identify with what this Word says about me and not how I feel and not my past. And friend, if you'll stick with that long enough, how you see yourself will begin to change. And you'll begin to see yourself the way God says you are. And when you see yourself the way God says you are, that's the reality you'll experience in your life. You'll walk in righteousness. You'll walk in holiness. You'll walk in strength. You'll walk in victory. You'll walk in these things as a living reality in your life. It's good news, isn't it? Now, as you're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, one of the most debilitating things you can do as a Christian is identify with your old nature instead of your new creation. Number two, how you see yourself is one of the most important things in your life. And number three, we got to renew our minds to this new creation and our new identity by looking into the mirror of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank You today for our new identity. And we make a decision today to wear it, to put it on. We just do it now by faith. We put on that new identity. We receive it. We take hold of it, and we put off the old nature. We put off the old man. We're no longer sinners and unrighteous and unholy. No, we're the righteousness of God by faith. We're holy in you. We're complete in you, and we put that on today, right now, in Jesus' name. And Father, as we spend time in your word, looking into the mirror of your word, we ask you to help our minds be renewed and help us to see ourselves the way your word says we are. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Hey, don't forget to come back Monday for our next edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. We will see you then. Hey, everybody. Matthew Larry here. Hey, I just want to take a second to let you know that these broadcasts are made possible by the partners of Matthew Larry Ministries and North Smoke Church. Now, if these broadcasts have been a blessing to you and you'd like to help others receive the Word of God through these broadcasts, you can sow a financial seed into Matthew Larry Ministries by going to mam.tv and clicking on the Give button in the top right corner of the screen. And we are believing with you that whatever you give will be given back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over in the name of Jesus.